next item on the agenda is old business. This is a follow-up on the on our meeting on December 4th on a motion concerning the budget process at KPFA, and Dan Siegel is going to report to us what happened.
Okay, thank you. Just to remind people, at the last meeting we passed a motion indicating that we would advise the national office that in the event they continue to deny the LSB its right under the Pacifica bylaws to approve our budget, that we would file suit. So after the meeting, I advised Arlene and Engelhart and Ricardo DeAnda of the resolution and received a response back from Ricardo indicating that from the national office's point of view, of course, we had the right to enact the budget, and that if we chose to do so, we could. They didn't, of course, promise that it would be approved by anybody, but they indicated that they would respect our right. So we didn't file suit, which I'm sure you all know, which is great as far as I'm concerned. But I think the next step is for us to pass a motion, which I would like to make, which is that we direct our treasurer and members of the Finance Committee and perhaps other persons whom the chair might designate to review the current budget and to present to us at our February meeting their recommendations for revisions to that budget that we would then consider. Of course, they could recommend no revisions or they could recommend a lot of revisions, but that would be up to them. And then we would consider that at the next meeting. Hopefully we would approve it, even if it required some modification. And then we would send it off to the executive director and the national board and act accordingly based on their responses. So that's my motion.
Is in order to add something to make an amendment to that motion?
Amendments are always in order.
Okay. Well, I would like to add that one of the goals of the revised budget should be to restore the hosts of the morning show, Brian Edwards Tegart and Amy Allison.
And show.
That's a friendly amendment.
Well, Robert's Rules of Order doesn't care about friendly or unfriendly amendments. So my understanding is that your amendment is that that one of the goals of the revised budget be to restore the morning show with the hosts, with the previous hosts. Okay. All right. So that's and the way amendments work is we'll discuss the amendment first, and we'll vote the amendment up or down, and then we'll move on to the main motion, and we'll vote it up and down as it has or has not been amended. All right, so the floor is open for discussion. Andrea.
While I understand, you know, certainly, you know, that is naming it. You know, that's it right there. The hot button issue that ignites the community and that you know, is so divisive and so forth. But I guess I would ask folks to step back a little bit. Because part of the mess that we're in is sort of kind of a lack of vision. I'm not really, as I sit on this board, I don't really know what the goals of the station are for the coming year. Understanding, you know, if we have this much money, you know, regardless of the names of the shows or the names of the players or the names of that, what are the overall goals of the station? You know, folks talk about all these cool ideas of you know, whether it's text message fundraising or whether it's fixing the transmitter, or some people talk about the Santa Cruz transmitter, or people have all these different things. And I guess what I'm interested in is to have us have a real conversation about overall priorities. You know, is it about and theories about growth, theories about how we best satisfy the mission of the station. You know, is the mission about expanding listenership? Is the mission about changing the programming? Is the mission about fundraising, you know, there's a lot of different possible priorities that could be supported through our allocations within the budget. And to be honest, I think those conversations have to happen. We have a whole new budget cycle coming up. And so I guess what I'm interested in is hearing some ideas for a process that we could, I think it sounds like it would be sort of pioneering for this board, because I haven't really seen much evidence of a process, of a goal, of a priorities process, of a budgeting process that, you know, to be honest, a lot of us, I think we sit here with these budgets and we go, you spent that much on paper? Well, that looks like a lot, you know, and with totally uninformed, totally uneducated, you know, I'm confessing. So I guess before we start making things hard and fast about specifics of the budget, I guess I'd like to hear more about priorities and hear more about processes.
Okay, next, Mal.
One of the things that we ought to fix is the way that local decisions are made, and the decisions around the evisceration of the morning show were hardly local. They were not transparent, and they were not even helpful to the station. So it seems to me that restoring the morning show in its former form should be a goal of this budget revision.
Okay. I saw Tracy and then Henry. Anybody else? Sharam. Go ahead, Tracy.
Based on what I just heard about what this motion consists of, I'm a little bit confused about who exactly it is directed to. The budget was approved by the Pacifica National Board, which is what they do, and they would need to go through some process of unapproving it, which has never happened in the history of the organization. In terms of programming decisions, I mean, this board did pass a resolution regarding a programming process, which we have not rescinded. So that would seem to be directed to a interim program director who apparently is coming on board, a GM, and potentially a program council. So I'm not sure you can pass a motion directed to asking four different people to do four different things using four different processes. It just seems to me that this is more like, I want this to happen, gosh darn it, so I'm just going to pass a motion that says, do this, then it is sort of a measured policy action by a board of directors. So I would suggest that we postpone or put away the motion until it comes back in a form that is really coherent and appropriate for a board of directors.
Henry. Let me tell you who I have on the list. I have Henry, Sharam, Pam, Drake, Jack, Matthew, and Andrea. Okay, Henry.
Addressing the amendment, first of all, let me say that I agree with the analysis that Tracy just presented, but I also want to say that with respect to the amendment, it seems to me strange to say that if we do go through this budget process that we're going to rehire certain people without saying anything about where the money's going to come from. After all, the reason those cuts were made, whatever you want to say about who made them or how the process went down or what, or you know, seniority or whatever, the reason the cuts were made is because the station is running this huge deficit, has exhausted its reserves, owes money to the rest of the network, and so on. We can't hire people and pay them with paper money, play money. You know, if we're going to rehire people, we have to either have more money or lay off somebody else or cut expenses in some other way. If we want to have that, you know, if we're going to have a budget discussion, then we need to discuss that all of those, how all those pieces fit together. We can't just say we're going to hire people back without saying how we're going to pay them.
Okay, Sharam.
Please take my name off the stack.
Oh, you're welcome. Pamela.
Yeah, to Andrea's comments, I don't see why nothing in this motion precludes us having that discussion at some point, which we should have. But that's not what this motion was about. Your points are well taken about the discussion of expanding listenership and what we're trying to do here. But when this change was made, which was not made by anybody involved with KPFA as actually in charge of the station, was made by the Pacifica bureaucracy. This decision was made far away from the listeners, and it was made based on the idea that the PNB had passed a budget that we had not even seen and that we did not pass. And they said they made the decisions purely on financial reasons. So all we're saying here is that if we can look at a budget as a station and we can find a way to restore the morning show, we are saying that the listeners who we represent are asking us to restore the morning show. We're not saying, there seems to be some discussion saying, oh, now we can't even talk about this, but in fact, this wasn't a decision that we made, so it needs to be something that we assert as local control for our station, that this is what our listeners want, and also the fact that the decision was supposedly made purely for financial reasons. We're not saying paper money or anything like that. We're saying when we go back and look at the budget again, if we can, as a local station board and with our GM's help, come up with a budget that works, that restores the morning show, then that is what our listeners are asking for, and that's what we should try to do. Not that we should make something up, and we shouldn't get off into whether we're allowed to do this, because there was no reason locally that was done other than the financial reason we were told, but we were not allowed to be involved with that. So we're just saying we want to be involved with that.
Okay, so I have on the list, I have Jack, Matthew, Andrea Turner, and I see Richard Phelps. Anybody else? Anyone else? Okay, Jack's up.
Okay, so I'm trying to, and I have been for a while, trying to unpack this sequence of events. And here is the way that I kind of unpack it. Has there been a financial crisis at KPFA? Yes, there has. Everybody agrees with that, right? Everybody agrees with it. Does everybody agree that there are a variety of different ways of addressing a financial crisis? I think, you know, there are a variety of different ways of addressing a financial crisis. The staff came in with an alternative budget. You may like that budget, you may not like that budget, but in fact, an alternative was presented. And the Pacifica National Board rejected that alternative and did not discuss the grounds for rejection with this board. I think that's factual. Now we have a leap. The leap is that in order to deal with the financial crisis, we get rid of the morning show. All right, so where is the connection between dealing with the financial crisis and getting rid of the morning show? The way that it's placed by some people is that getting rid of the morning show was the only possible way to deal with the financial crisis, that it was causal, that it had to be, and that somehow or other revisiting that issue is to refuse to come to grips with the fact that there is a financial crisis at KPFA. Now, this kind of sequence of arguments and events has absolutely no internal logic at all. One could come up with a variety of ways of addressing the existing financial crisis at KPFA. And in order to throw a spitball into the crowd, one could have done it by cutting the salaries of the management of Pacifica by $20,000 or $30,000 each. Could have done it. I'm not necessarily recommending it, but I'm simply pointing out that getting rid of the morning show was not the only way to do it, right? So it is perfectly legitimate. It is perfectly legitimate to say, let's take another look at the budget with the view of trying to solve the problem, the financial problem of the station, and bringing back the morning show. It is not illegitimate because of the way that the decision was made before. It was an arbitrary decision. It was not a necessary decision. And if the circumstances can be changed, then it could be changed unless there is another reason or set of reasons for not wanting the morning show back. Now, if you do not want the morning show back for reasons other than finance, it would certainly clear the air for somebody to be able to get up on their hind legs and say that they don't want the morning show back for reasons other than finance, and to say why they don't want the morning show back for reasons other than finance. Is there anybody here who is willing to say that?
Pass the microphone to Matthew.
Thank you.
That was very well put. Okay, Jack and Pam said pretty much everything I wanted to say. I don't say I could have said it as well, but anyhow, the only point I want to make is that I think it's very, very important for us to, when we think about trying to save funds at the station, that we keep in mind the point of view and the interests of the listeners. The listeners would like to see us find a solution to this problem that would bring back the morning show. We are elected by the listeners. We represent their interests here. It is our duty to try to find a solution that brings back the morning show.
Okay, Sharam asked to be back on the list, so I'm calling on him next.
I can go ahead.
That's all right. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to make a quick comment because after what Jack just said. The cost saving actually came as a result of we had to cut. I mean, again, there are many different ways to go about it, right? It was decided that we wanted to cut, what, 6-7 FTEs. And it turned out that some people actually took the severance package and they left, however you want to characterize it, voluntarily or the step down. So there are other names there. It was Renee, Vinnie, Wayland, Louis Sawyer, Amelia. All these people left. It wasn't just the morning show people. If those people had not left, then somebody else probably from another program, maybe more morning show people, maybe somebody from Flashpoints, maybe somebody from the Against the Grain, I don't know, maybe somebody from the news department. So let's keep that in mind when we are talking about who was cut. So it turned out that some people actually left. They took the severance package and left. But we don't know what the outcome would have been if they had not left. So let's not say that this was targeting the morning show. I think this is not characterizing this... I think it's not the correct characterization of what actually happened.
And you don't object to bringing it back?
Well, the point is still... Can I go on? Okay.
No, all right. Go ahead. You can respond, but David, don't do that.
So what I'm trying to say is this. Again, the question goes back to, do you have a sustainable budget for the station? I mean, if you don't want to cut 7 FTEs, what are you proposing? Is it something that is a viable option, a viable alternative to what we have now? I mean, that's what it boils down to, I think. And I didn't want to get on the stack again to say this, but, you know, think about it. You have a new GM in place. You have a new IPD. Do you really think it's the it's the discretion of the board to go and instruct them how to do their programming, you know, at the station. I don't know. I mean, don't you see something not quite right in the bylaws as far as what the board responsibilities and authorities are?
Okay. I'll tell you who I have on the list. I have Andrea, Richard, and Hunmi. Tracy has asked to be on the list for a second time, and I just read Robert's Rules of Order. And it says that you can only speak a second time on the same issue if everyone who wants to speak the first time has spoken. So I will, before I put Tracy's name on the list, I will ask if there's anybody else who wants to speak. I see Cynthia. Anybody else? Okay. So now we're going with Richard.
5 minutes.
Okay, I point out that 8:30 is in 5 minutes, and that's when we're going to move to the calendar. Okay, go ahead.
Testing. excuse me, I have kind of a sore throat, so I'm... might struggle a little bit.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. Excuse me. Andrea was next.
Yeah.
And
then go ahead.
Richard. I apologize.
I'll just take a second.
That's okay.
This doesn't preclude. What I like about this motion, basically, is that it's to review the current budget, folks. And we can come up with a whole lot of different scenarios in reviewing that budget. We can say we want to add stipends to give to the interns. We could do a whole lot with reviewing the budget and see what it looks like if we would add in the column or monies for the morning show to restore it. Look at if we wanted to put something else there. It's not to say that we want to dictate what the programming should be. We're not going there. It's like look at the different financial structures and scenarios in order to review the budget. And that's a good point that I think we all need to look at. What are we spending our money on? Is there salary savings? You just mentioned 7 or 6 FTEs gone. So where is that money being redistributed in the budget? We need to look at and we don't know that. We don't know any because we haven't, as a board, sat down to do an analysis of our budget. This motion asks us to review the current budget and then come up with a revised budget, and we could do the revised budget based on different scenarios. And with the morning show, not with the show, stipends for our interns. We could do a lot of different things. What would it cost to spend some time to sit down and look at what we want to expend? I go along with it wholeheartedly. Let's look at a variety of different scenarios in terms of budgeting. It doesn't preclude the fact of saying that we can or cannot do. We need to know where our monies are, and this will give us the time to do it.
Okay, so I have Richard, Cynthia, Hunmi, and Tracy on the list. We have 2.5 minutes until 8:30, and then
I do my Federal Express imitation. Or?
Yeah, I was just.
Just a couple of things that I want to point out to people, given the sort of speech that Jack gave, because there's some things in there. First of all, some people have pushed that we have to be professional. Well, you know. You cannot get, I'm just going to speak about LaVarne because I know her and I know her background really well. You cannot get a good CFO with an MBA in finance who's got 15 years working for major corporations that knows how to do that stuff for chump change. It ain't going to happen. So, you know, if you want to talk, but you got to be professional, you got to have people there. She is making less than what she could make in the industry if she was out there doing it, quite a bit. So, you know, I mean, let's be realistic, guys. You want to have good people running things, you got to have people doing it. Secondly, there's this talk about, you know, what the people want. Well, I haven't seen a survey yet, but I'm going to tell you something. There were surveys done over the years before many of you were ever involved, and those surveys all said people wanted the Democracy Now! At 7 in the morning. And I worked in radio for 6 years, and you know something? It's Radio 1A. You put your strongest program in prime time. But that was never done. So, you know...
I just want
people to understand that a lot of the dialogue here about what should and shouldn't be done is contradictory to what some people did and didn't do in the past.
Okay, thank you. So there's a minute. That was very concise, Richard. Thank you. There's a minute left. Cynthia.
All right.
Well, you have to. You have to be recognized by the chair to call the question. Do you want to put your name on the list?
You got questions to call.
No, you have to. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure. Closed debate. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have a clock issue.
On procedure.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest that we interrupt this discussion now. Go to the time certain, and then at the end of the time certain, come back to the discussion.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Okay. So now, and we have to be out of here by 9. Our rent ends at 9 p.m. and. I paid it, and I promised her we'd walk out the door at 9 p.m., okay? And my understanding is that everything left on the agenda will roll over to the next agenda unless people choose to withdraw motions that they have made. So now we're moving on to the calendar. Richard has something to say about the calendar. Oh, let me do this. Really, there needs to be a motion on the floor before we can discuss the calendar. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's right. Except hopefully next time we'll have a larger room. Okay. In order to discuss this, there really should be a motion on the floor. So if someone would like to make a motion to adopt the calendar. Thank you. In a second? Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the calendar. Now we're open for discussion and amendments, starting with David. Here, take this one.
As I mentioned earlier, I'm hosting a 16-hour fundraising marathon for KPFA on February 19th, and I would like to request that we move the date of the February meeting to February 26th, please.
Here we go. All right. What if we go the other way, the earlier weekend, which would be... No, the 12th is not a holiday weekend. Well, everybody can't come sometimes. Okay. All right. Does somebody want to propose an alternative date for February that won't make a lot of people? Okay. Sharam, you want to? I didn't know. Well, the other thing is we could, if we wanted to, have another evening meeting, but I think maybe we want to go, I don't know.
I like daytime.
Okay. Mal moves the 12th, so that's the, okay, that's the amendment for February. Okay. Okay. I feel like they'll, you know, I don't know what to say. Henry.
I have a question. There's a switch on the microphone.
It keeps getting turned off. At the top.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't turn off. But I would just like to know what the logic of this doesn't appear to be like. In the past, we had the second Saturday of the month or something. Is there some system behind this that I'm not seeing, or
let me explain. Yes, there's a system. I tried to avoid 3-day weekends, and I got some personal requests from individuals who said, you know, I can't meet that weekend, so could we do it another time, and so on. So that I tried to accommodate all of those things. Now, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But that was the logic behind it, Henry, such as it is. Okay. Mel.
Well, I would just comment that there are several dates on this list that I can't make either, but you're never going to find a list where everyone can make every meeting, and this is as good a list as any, so I propose we accept it.
Okay. How about the 5th? Is that going to be okay for everybody?
February 5th?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just – it's just around the corner, but
yeah. –
maybe we should just get off the amending.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
Go ahead, Andrea.
Well, I'd just like folks to consider on June 11th. No, okay. That's a whole different topic.
For the February meeting?
Yes, for the February meeting. I don't know, as a teacher, maybe I'm too sensitive to this sort of thing, but that is a graduation kind of weekend, and there's a lot kind of going on, so I don't know if folks want to, if you got people in your life who might be...
Well,
I thought it was finished.
There's been an amendment made that we meet on February 12th, and
I'm going to propose June 18th as another kind of amendment.
June 18th.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Any other amendments? Yes.
I have a procedural proposal. Instead of doing amendments, how about if we suspend the rules and you poll people about how many people can't make
that's a good idea.
Particular dates?
Do we have to suspend the rules to do that? What if we all agree? Okay. Somebody make a motion to suspend the rules. Okay. Anybody object to suspending the rules? Okay. All right. So starting with February, how many people cannot make February 5th?
February 5th. Let's go with the dates that are on here.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Let's go back to that. February 19th.
February 19th. How many people can't attend?
That's
four. That's a lot of people. Okay. How about February 12th? How many people can't make that? February 12th. Two people. Okay. All right, I'm going to go back to the 5th. How many people can't attend on February 5th?
And you can count this as a probably.
Okay, two for the 5th.
Three.
All right, so the date that cuts out the fewest number of people is the 12th.
Yep.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. March 19th. Who could not attend on March 19th?
Good.
April 16th, the day after taxes.
That's a Saturday?
Yeah.
They're all Saturdays.
Yeah. Exactly not. They're not collecting till the 18th.
Oh, no kidding.
That's right. They extend.
I'll be doing my taxes. Okay. May 14th.
I'm not going to be here.
Two people will not be here. Three people won't be here. Don't worry about it.
Hold on.
The other thing, Henry, I tried to do was to make them approximately a month apart. That was my other goal.
Okay. I'm sorry, what happened with April 16th? Excuse me.
April 16th.
That's the one I can't come to.
Oh, you can't come. So that's.
But I'm just one.
Wait. April 16th was how many? Just Tanya?
Tanya.
Okay. But May 14th was three people, right?
Correct.
Yeah. If we.
So what are we doing?
Well, let's see. What if we changed it?
I'm not available the entire month of May.
So you don't know.
All right,
so Saturday the 21st. Who is available?
About May 21st. You're not available on the 21st.
It's only one person.
No, Jack is gone the entire month.
But
that's well, people. All right. So let's change May to the 21st, okay?
No, not okay, local station.
Okay. July 16th. Any problems with July 16th?
June.
I'm sorry, June.
June 18th.
June, we're going to 18th.
I can't make it.
Wait,
June 18th.
But June 11th was a big day. There were a lot of people who could make June 11th.
I mean, we're not doing June.
Yeah, that was Andrea's suggestion. So we'll
but
do it the 18th.
Maybe in practice speaking.
No, it's okay. I think that's fine. June 18th is fine. July 16th.
Wait, June 18th we changed it to?
Yeah, one person on July 16th, two people on July 16th. Anybody else? Three people on July 16th.
I'm just saying something else, which is I think, although this is totally subject to change, that the PMG was scheduling itself for July 16th and 18th.
Oh.
In July 16th through 18th. That would be a problem for me, Janice. So then we have to change that in July.
How about
changing the date so it's not 100%? We could wait and see.
Okay, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
I'll put it out there.
Okay.
So when will you know? When will you guys know?
Probably we'll settle it in February.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Plenty of time.
Okay.
August 20th. We're going to leave it on July 16th. We may have to move it depending on what happens with the PMB. Okay? August 20th. September 10th. October 22nd. November 6th.
October 22nd is traditionally a kind of a big protest day. There's a lot of different things like.
But the protests are in the afternoon.
Yeah, meetings all day.
They go to the bar.
I
don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it that long. There's no reason for that.
We could have a short meeting. We could start earlier.
So have that October 29th.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So
change the date.
October 29th?
October 29th, too close to November 19th.
You have to go the other way.
Too close to Halloween.
Yeah, that's my favorite holiday. How about October 15th? Anybody object to October 15th?
Wait, October 15th. Hold it. I can't do it.
Anybody else? One person. Anybody else? But, is October 15th okay? Okay. November 19th.
I know my schedule for the next year.
December 10th.
Yes.
Is that what the craft fair is?
Oh, that's probably the craft fair.
You know what? December is a terrible time to meet on a weekend because there's always something happening.
What if we decided to have a evening meeting in December?
Right. I think that's a good idea.
But we have time.
The day of the craft fair is usually the second.
Let's have it in the evening.
So what if we have an evening meeting on Thursday, December 8th?
Okay. And we're going to bring food.
We'll bring food.
December 8th. Right?
Okay. December I don't know. 8th. Matthew said it's his birthday. But
bring cupcakes for everyone.
We'll do a potluck December 8th.
Okay. All right. Here.
For the holidays.
I'm going to read all the revised dates. February 12th. March 19th. April 16th, May 21st, June 18th, July 16th, which is tentative, August 20th, September 10th, October 15th, November 19th, and Thursday, December 8th, in the evening. Okay, he says Wednesday the 7th. Anybody object? Wednesday the 7th. Yeah, really? Okay.
We're doing it the 7th?
The 7th, in the evening, okay? All right. 7th in the evening, okay? Okay. Now, what happens? Do we get out of the committee of the whole before we vote? Is that what we do? Or can we vote in the committee of the whole? How does that work?
No, we get out of the committee of the whole once we move this
schedule.
Okay.
Out of the committee of the whole.
Second. Any objections? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're out of the committee of the whole. Would someone like to move the schedule, please? Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we adopt the schedule, which we just discussed when we were in the committee of the whole. Is everyone ready to vote? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay. Richard. He will.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'll take care of it.
Okay, now we're back to the previous discussion. And the person who was up was Cynthia.
Briefly, and I'll just pass on to somebody else.
Take the microphone, please.
I'll just pass to the next person on the line, but I just want to say let's look at the larger picture. I really don't understand why we want to go through this whole process of re-looking at the budget, because I think we should be starting on the new budget and just try to unite and again look at the bigger picture. And is Tracy the next person?
No,
not me. Yeah. Can I just remind people that we're only talking about the amendment, which was that the focus was on. Looking at the morning show. Okay? Thank you.
Well, I think, you know, we all need to be careful kind of using or throwing around the name listener or listenership. You know, I mean, Pamela mentions that it was the listeners who want the morning show back. But who are these listeners? I mean, you know, listeners who come to the board meeting, I see the same people every time. We don't have new listeners. So I'm not saying that their concerns and, you know, questions are not, they are legitimate. But, you know, Amit said that there's whole uncharted territories of the listenership we haven't even tried to reach out to, you know, San Mateo County, Santa Clara County, coastal towns, you know. And so who are these listeners we're talking about? You know, I participate in almost every community forum during when I was running for this election, and I have heard so many complaints about, you know, you only talk about us, the listeners, only when you need money or when you're trying to make the political points when there's, conflicts within the board meetings or within the stations. So if we are really going to talk about the interest or what their responses are going to be to our struggles, then let's expand the listenership and let's include the whole listenership from the whole entire Bay Area. And to me, it seems as though the listenership we keep talking about is a very narrow circle of listenership from the East Bay, and I would strongly disagree that those listeners represent the KPFA's interests.
Okay. Susie asked to be on the list, and since she hasn't spoken, I'll add her. And then the last name I have on the list is Tracy. Okay. You want to be on the list? Okay. Go ahead, Susie.
I have a really loud voice.
Recording.
Sorry, call the question.
All right. Okay. So Susie is calling for closing debate. This is a motion that takes a two-thirds majority. There is no debate, so we will come to an immediate vote. I know you are. But
okay, so we have to vote on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to vote on it. I agree. Okay. So the one name that was left on the list was Tracy. Okay, all those in favor of closing debate, please raise your hands. I think that we have to do that.
Sorry, keep your hands up. One.
Okay, 12. Okay, opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, failed. Motion to close debate failed. So I have Tracy and then Matthew on the list. Andrea? Okay, all right. So we're up to second time speakers. Tracy, go ahead.
I'm going to address some earlier comments that I think it was Andrea Turner who said some of these things, but I'm not 100% sure because it's been a while. So if I misattribute, don't take offense. Go ahead. I mean, you could well be right. I don't know. I mean, basically, I just want to remind us, we did post a $575,000 deficit in each of the past 2 years. So it's really not a question of reallocating money that we're cutting. We're cutting money so we won't lose more money that we don't have. And frankly, the amount of money that we cut is not as much as we lost last year. So we don't have any extra money sitting around. I mean, on a basic budgetary level, we went from a $2.2 million payroll, which is where we were at the beginning of 2010, down to $1.75 million. And as Sharon points out, that was done by 9 people leaving in one form or the other. What I would say is that we've got a budgetary year where, in addition to saving that, I think it's about $4.3 million in personnel, I'm sorry, $430,000 in personnel, we're also projecting a $100,000 increase over the revenue that we were able to collect in fiscal year 2010. We're predicting that we're going to make $100,000 more than all that we made last year, from $3.5 million to $3.6 million. That may be very optimistic. I'm hoping that it's not. We did have a good fund drive in December, but we need to prove that we're going to make it to anywhere close $3.6 million, not to lose our shirt with the cuts of $430,000 that we made. And it would seem to me that any reality-based process would involve waiting and seeing if we're on track to make that optimistic $3.6 million. We may have to make more cuts. We may only make 3.2 or 3.3. We have no cotton-picking idea because at this point we haven't even made 1 million of the 3.6 million that we're hoping that we're going to make. So this is so cart before the horse in terms of a responsible board oversight process that it really doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense.
All right. David Gans has asked to speak, and since he's a first-time speaker, he goes ahead of the other second-time speakers on the question.
All of this hand-waving about the budget doesn't change the fact that procedure for laying them off was not observed correctly, and the morning show was one of our most lucrative programs in terms of money raised, and so it's an incredibly short-sighted decision, and I see this as an interest in correcting a grave error.
Okay, Matthew.
Well, I'd like to call a question.
Okay. Okay. There's, all right, I have on the list Andrea Pritchett. Oh, and I see Richard wishes to speak again.
Can I suggest that we close the list instead of calling the question, which would allow the people who are on the list to speak, and then we come to a vote? Will someone make that motion, please?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we close the list, which would allow Andrea Pritchett and Richard Phelps to speak, and then we would come to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, Andrea.
Well, I'm not necessarily opposed to discussing the budget. I do want to discuss the budget. I'm all about that. And if that means, you know, to be honest, on some level, whether it's reviewing last year's budget or considering next year's budget, I think hopefully the same principles would apply about setting goals and having a larger vision of where we're moving the station. I object to the amendment. And I object to the amendment because, to be honest, I'm really unclear about what is meant by that. Is it that Brian Edwards-Tekert and Amy Allison specifically need to be rehired? Is that because it says the host of the morning show? And is it specifically that we go back to everything goes back to where it was? Here's the information that I think is important in making a decision like that. Is some people have put forward a theory that the consideration wasn't financial. And so what I've read on the internet and so forth, people say, well, it's a political decision to cut those individuals. However, some of us are actually operating from a different set of theories. What the proposition was is that is it possible that the morning slot, the 7 to 9 slot in any radio station is a high money generator. Is it possible, and this is the theory that has not been verified or debunked, so I'm interested in seeing the numbers, is having the Democracy Now in the 7 to 8 slot with an just do a simple cost-benefit analysis on it. Is it a money saver? Is giving Democracy Now the 7 to 8 slot, is that going to generate as much or more money as the morning show in that same spot? And is the savings by not having paid employees in that spot, is it offset? I don't even know. And without having that money, what I'm tempted to do is to say, if people claim that there are, if there was a grievous error, it seems to me like there's already a process like National Labor Relations, that the NLRB is already involved, that people are already involved in arbitrating that. So it seems to me like let that play out. That those are different questions, to me. So if there was some financial data to back up that the morning show as the most lucrative show with Amy and with Brian is more lucrative than these other opportunities, I would just like to see some numbers behind it before we. And I also, to be honest, I think we're actually dictating not only programming but we're dictating personnel far exceeding what I was led to understand the LSB is supposed to be doing. And that if this LSB sets that precedent that we're going to dictate a show and personnel, specifically naming Brian and Amy, if that's what's happening, I think that really opens up a dangerous precedent.
Richard, and then we're coming to a vote.
I'm a little concerned because I keep hearing people, like David said, that this whole thing was done wrong and out of process. And many of you may not know this, but I was in a lot of unions after UAW and Teamsters before I became a lawyer and active in those unions. And one thing that you have when you're in a union is bumping rights. So if that was done out of order, why aren't those people saying, excuse me, I should be there instead of somebody else? I haven't heard that. And if that's not the case, then there's some politics going on there. Because in all the unions I've ever been in, nobody takes it personal if you get bumped. The other person was senior, and fine, that's it. So I don't, you know, from what I understood, they went by the seniority rules, whatever's in the contract, and I haven't seen anybody say, excuse me, but I was ahead of that person that got kept on. If they want to do that, they should do that. And then we can move on. But we can't have it both ways. You know, you can't say, gee, it wasn't done right, but then they don't exercise their bumping rights. I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, we're going to vote now. We vote first on the amendment. Would the maker, or maybe the secretary can reread the amendment.
Can the maker restate it?
Okay, can the maker of the amendment restate it? Do you have it written down? We have 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes. We have to be out of the room in 5 minutes. Restate the amendment, please.
Okay, the amendment is that the goals of the revised budget should be, one of the goals of the revised budget would be to see about restoring the morning show with its in its original form with its hosts, Brian Edwards-Tiekert and Amy Allison.
Okay, so we're going to vote on that amendment first before we vote on the main motion. Yes, that's what it says. See about. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to ask people in favor of the amendment to raise their hands and ask the secretary to count.
Yes.
Okay. Those opposed, please raise your hands.
Nine no's.
Okay. Ten. Nine?
Hands up. Sorry. Hands up again. Sorry. One.
Voting no.
Wait. Now I get eight. Nine. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the amendment has been adopted. It is part of the main motion. Will the secretary reread the main motion, please? Sorry.
Okay. The main motion, as amended, the LSB instructs the treasurer, members of the finance committee, and others appointed by the chair to review the current KPFA budget and to propose revisions to it for approval by the LSB at the February meeting. One of the goals of the, well, in the,
right.
As amended, okay.
Okay. Yes, Sharam.
What exactly does it mean, those appointed by the chair?
Well,
I think it's vague.
I think it refers to me, and yes, I'll let the maker.
So, what does it mean?
Well, you know, frankly, I didn't know how many members of the finance committee were active, so I thought the chair might ask for volunteers and appoint other people to participate in the making of recommendations. That's all it is.
Talking about a local finance.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Local finance.
Okay. Are you? That's okay. We'll put local in front of finance committee. Okay. Yes.
For the microphone, please, Sharam.
Okay. It's kind of dopey, but in general, we elect members of our local finance committee. We don't really appoint them
okay.
by the chair. So you might want to just finesse them.
No. Here's my suggestion. I will accept volunteers to be on. That's what I feel comfortable with. Anyone who wants to volunteer to be on the finance committee and work on this project, well, it's fine with me. Okay. We're now going to vote on the main motion. All right. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Those opposed, please raise your hands. All right, the motion passes, and it's time to adjourn. Thank you all very much.